Jeez, go ahead, talk away, please. Brandon, how are you?
No, I'm on the spot. I don't think I can muster up a conversation.
Bailey Fink in the house. What's happening?
Hello, hello.
And we got Joe. We got my man Joe Robinson in the house. They call him Joe Rob, aka Rob. So Robinson's your slave name, huh?
Is
it? I mean, they call Brandon Balter. I guess his last. Alter.
I would say, Alter is my slave name.
Yeah, that's your slave name.
He changed it to Ellis Island.
Yeah.
That's true.
It, switch it up, you know what I mean? Bailey's known as the superhero.
That's right.
You know what I mean? What's up?
No.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Oh.
Be yourself. Just don't just start dropping, you know, F-bombs or the N-word or anything like that. I might choke the shit out of you.
Well, you know, that's why a podcast is so good. You don't see race, you know?
We don't.
Talk about whatever.
I see race. I see three white boys right in front of my monkey ass. I see.
You can see that. You can see that, baby.
My son sees something different, though. My son said, we went to the movies last night, and he said, my son was like, he was like, man, what are you doing? He was like, they're nerds.
That's true. A very tiny man that was with you.
And how old is he?
Justin's 11. No, we went to the movies last night.
Was he on
their
podcast last night?
Who?
Justin?
My son? No.
He was in the room, but he listened
to it? No. He hasn't even listened to it.
Oh,
no.
Not
at all. No. He's aware. No, he's aware. He's on Instagram, so he gave me the thumbs up of the picture and stuff like that, you know. But that's about it. No, he's not on it.
Little J-Bear.
I'll bring him in one day. We'll see what's up. So, yeah.
Super nerds.
Yeah. Well, you know, kids.
Of course I'm a nerd. I don't know what you are.
As if high school.
Yeah, he's heard it all. I kind of teach him, like,
but he knows the difference when
yeah, I mean, he came to me the other day, and he's like, yeah, the kid's at the basketball court, I went to play basketball, and yeah, the kid's dropping F-bombs, and I was like, oh, on the court, it's trash-talking.
Basketball?
It's called trash-talking,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sport for kings.
I was like, he's showboating, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's selling wolf tickets.
That. That's right. You're
so,
right.
We let him go.
Yeah, I never got close enough to a basketball court to actually hear the company curse.
Yeah. You say what you want.
I played at the Jewish Community Center when I was a kid. Yeah.
You guys played hoops?
Pretty good at hoops, yeah. That's a lot.
You're good?
It's true.
You got a mean jump shot, or you got a hook?
I got a hook.
I knew it.
like that.
That's not a hook. He's doing the forward motion.
Well, I can't fade away in it's not like.
Yeah.
This is at the Jewish Community Center?
God, man, I would put an elbow right in your neck.
Yeah. Maybe like in fourth grade or something like that, yeah.
All right, so yeah, couple things real quick. Like last week, I went to go see Oz. I went.
Not a sequel to the HBO show.
No, this was like the Wizard of Oz prequel.
A lot less racist.
So I took Justin. You know, what are you gonna do? You know, my son wanted to see it. They say, you know, I mean, things you do for your kids. So you went to see it, and good movie though. You know, and I mean that, like, I listened to Bailey's recommendation last time. He loved it and didn't like it. He was on the fence, as Bailey always is. He'll say he hates a movie, and then all of a sudden, at the end of the day, Bailey loves every movie.
Yeah, that's true. I do.
You know? Unlike Brandon, who just hates everything just to hate.
Well, no, I give reasons. I always give reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
So, but, yeah, we went to see it. And one of the things that makes it enjoyable is the fact that you're with your son, your child, or whatever.
Absolutely.
So it makes it kind of fun. You know, so we hung out. Yeah, I don't know if it needed to be made.
That's the thing. I don't think it needed to be made either. And I don't know. There's certain things that kind of fit pretty nicely.
Well, it really needed to be made, man. It made money. It has a 70% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's a successful movie for me. I mean, it's like 60%, I think. I don't know.
It's not fresh. It's like
60%. Well, it's not fresh, but I think, like, that doesn't have to. It has to be over a certain percentage with a certain number of ratings to get, like, fresh. So I don't think, you know, you
like
could be 6% and not be
like
fresh.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. The whole time, though, I was thinking, it's like something's missing, like an ingredient is missing. I was like, you know, and after I looked at it at the end, I was like, this should have been a Tim Burton film.
Yeah, it could have been just as crappy as Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. My brother said that today. Almost. Yeah, my brother, he said that today at
it
breakfast.
It reminded me of that, actually.
He said
this looks as pointless as that Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, I didn't like Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. But it would look rich, though, a little bit more rich. There was some stuff missing in it, I think. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In a movie like that. But again, didn't need to be made. But we had a good time.
Yeah, I had a good time.
You want to have a good time, you know, with your seed and run out and, yeah. Yeah, my seed. That's what we call it. What do you? My son knows everything, man. Yeah. I break down anything that comes. Everything that comes out of my mouth, I explain to him. It's important.
No, it is right.
I wish my old man would have explained shit to me because I didn't know anything. No.
My grandpa used to tell me lies when I was growing up, and I still believe some of this shit.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I still believe that if you drop a magnet on the ground, it loses its magnetism.
Awesome.
It doesn't.
It happens.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Insane Clown Posse told me about that. That's exactly how it works. Yeah. Yep. Magnets. How the fuck do they work, man?
What'd your old man tell you?
What my old man told me about magnets?
In life, general, yeah.
He said, don't trust a man named Shirley. That's pretty much all.
That's the best he's got. The hell?
Yeah.
Dad losing it.
Don't play poker with a woman.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said, we hung out and I try to do like you know little things here and there with Jay, and yeah, I will explain whether it's words or stuff that he's going to find out on his own. He's going to find stuff out. He's 11 years old. He's getting ready to be 12. He's going to find it on the court. He's going to find it in the streets, you know, hard streets of Leesburg. You know, it's tough. He's going to find stuff out regardless. You guys remember when you were 11 and 12. I took him around the hood today and we're driving around. And I was like, see that spot right there? We used to throw rocks at tractor trailers. And I was like, but don't ever do that. I was like, this is really bad news. And I was like, this house right here, this is Mrs. Washington's house. We used to hang out down there because all the girls would go there. And he's got to know, you know. What are you going to do? Is that bad? Is that bad?
It's not bad.
Share things.
It's better to talk about it than just have it happen.
Yeah. I mean, if you stop talking to them, they don't want to even talk to you. Yeah, no. Come 11 and 12, like everyone kept telling me. They were like, yo, man, at some point in time, your child's going to reject you and all this blah, 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 blah. It's true. They do. So,
that's
you know,
at
some
point. You can hang out in your den and, you know. Watch
and I'm telling you this. I'm telling you guys this stuff is, you know, at some point. Bailey, you're going to have a child of your own. At some point, you're going to stop shooting into a sock, Brandon. And,
I actually don't think that's true. I think that may go on.
What type of sock do you use?
Yeah, tube socks, all purpose.
Yeah.
Works on in either direction.
A silk?
Oh, yeah. Well, for your pleasure. It's true, man.
No, but, yeah, I mean, you guys, you know, hung out with Jay. We hung out last night, right? What did we see last night?
Yep.
Olympus. You know what I mean? It was rated R. We smuggled in our own contraband, went to the store. Yeah, I told him I was.
Was it R-rated?
It was R-rated, yeah. We went to the, we went to the, oh, man, motherfuckers got stabbed in the head.
A lot of brain stabbing, a lot of people getting shot.
Yeah, it was just like. Very indiscriminate kind of, let me walk by this guy and not even look at his face and just sort of shoot him right in the forehead.
Yeah. It was violent.
It's pretty violent. Yeah. Yeah. He's going to see it anyway. What are you going to do? It was a lot of killing. A couple times, you know, between my son jumping out of his seat, this monkey right here was jumping all over the place. I felt like I had two kids with me.
I had a big smile the whole time.
Yeah. Brandon was breaking it down.
There are a lot of scenes that just made me laugh out loud, and I kind of love the movie.
Why don't you get to that microphone? Put your mouth on that. There you go.
Get too close.
You can maneuver it.
Like that woman in The Warriors.
There you go. That's right. Yeah. We need to make you that. Have that role. Maybe you can report the news from the streets.
I could do that.
With some soul music in the background. Think you can pull that off?
Yeah, like Solomon Burke or something.
That's right. I think we're going to have you do that.
Is that obscure?
I don't know what that is.
Sometimes he says things and you just let it go.
I don't know
what
I mean?
Channeling the ghosts of dead people.
And trust trust that you know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
I'm
what if that's part of the whole scam, though? Like, he just throws something so far out there that you're just like, sounds all right. I'm a dealer in esoteric art, man.
That's his word, esoteric.
My favorite animal is a rock hyrax.
Only rich people know about that one.
Sounds like a Pokemon.
No, it's actually a real animal.
What is it?
Educate us. I can't tell you.
No, I have no idea what it is.
I think it's either some kind of a small mammal or a monkey.
What do they do?
Monkey could be a mammal sometimes.
That's all they do?
Yeah.
They had nails, claw, what do they eat? Probably vegetarians.
They probably eat nails.
Nails?
Yeah, I think so. I like that.
And what's the name of this thing?
A rock hyrax.
Have you ever heard of this? What's it look like? Pull it up. You guys. I want
to
see what this
is. Oh, this is
interesting.
What interesting discussion we're having.
That's not everybody.
Well, Olympus has fallen.
I know, right?
It's one of my favorite Morgan Freeman movies.
It wasn't a Morgan Freeman movie.
Direct sequel to Shawshank Redemption. Can you go from prison to vice or to president? Can you go from the vice to, to speaker to president? I kept thinking he was the vice president in the trailer, but he wasn't.
I did not look at the trailers. I looked at maybe one or two trailers, it just looked awesome to me. I love that type of film. So
Aaron Eckhart was a very expressive president, but he's always very expressive.
Yeah. What was cool about it though is the director. What's the director's name?
Antoine Fuqua.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Fuqua.
Mariam, do you know? Fuqua.
I didn't even realize. That. Yeah. You said he was the Training Day director.
Training Day.
He did Training Day. He did, what was it? The one with Bruce Willis, too. Tears of the Sun. Man, and this is what I was thinking of that movie. Could you imagine if Bruce Willis would have been in this movie?
It would have been better.
Isn't that funny?
It would have been a little better.
I don't know if it would have been. Gerard Butler was really good. Is that what it is? Is that the animal?
It's a giant rat.
Oh, it looks vicious. Looks like a. And what's it called again? And why is that your favorite? There's nothing cute about this thing.
From this to that.
It looks like a.
Probably delicious. Oh, he has a family.
He's got kids. He's just trying to provide.
Looks like a little squirrel or. Our
fathers don't stay around.
No, they leave. They bail.
Not the rock hyrax.
No.
No, they. You can even eat a couple to save the rest.
You have to.
Yeah.
It's their seed.
It is their seed. They're delicious.
That's right. Delicious seeds. So back to the movie.
Yeah.
Back on track.
But yeah, Gerard Butler, I know you're saying.
Sky. He was good.
He's good.
Yeah. But the whole time I'm thinking, not the whole time, because the movie itself was explosive. I mean, it was on point. It was everything that you could want out of an action movie. Everything. It had the one-liners. It had.
Well, it was such like an archetype. It was just so stupid in the way that it was put together.
Mm-hmm.
You think that, like, if they were building off of stuff that had already happened, like, basically everyone, one-liner they said was something like, or I'll die trying, or something like that. It was, like, it's all been, like, said before.
Bring a lot of body bags.
Let me ask you, because I'm speaking to somebody who hasn't seen it.
Yeah, I tried to torrent this when I got home. And,
it's impossible.
You got to watch it in a theater, though, man.
It's a theater.
So you're going to have to wait, unless there's a screener.
But I watched the trailer, right? And it seems like... It seems like a G.I. Joe kind of.
Hell no.
No?
No. It's not realistic. It's not realistic.
It is pretty over. One of the things that I always concern myself when I look at movies is suspension of disbelief, right?
Yes.
Whether or not the director does it.
You know what? It's a movie.
Yeah,
it's a movie.
You're not going to see.
You're not going to see Lincoln. You're not going to see.
So there are some things that can kind of.
That's a good point, though.
Yeah, but there are some things that can kind of either negatively affect that or positively affect that.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good point.
If something, if the White House blows up and blows three square blocks, you're like, that can't actually really happen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It could happen.
If they did it, it was the real White House.
It could happen.
So
is this 1812?
So
what do you mean it can't happen? World Trade Center could never happen. No one could invade us. In Pearl Harbor, it couldn't happen. We can't. It can happen. Shit happens.
Is this movie a plausible scenario?
It is. Any scenario is plausible. When you think something's not plausible, that's when you get got.
The Koreans exist? I think they do.
No,
end of discussion.
Is it plausible in that scenario, or is it more of a fantasy film? Well, you know, in the way that they did...
Both.
It's both.
Both.
Okay. Gerard Butler is like a giant killing hobbit.
Now, what's fantasy is one guy, you know what I mean, seeing it in his office at the Treasury and then running out and like, capping, you know, a dozen people.
Is the way that he does it plausible?
Actually, it is.
Okay.
It
kind of then
is.
I'm okay with it. Then I want to see it.
And in the way that they attack, it's very plausible, I think.
Oh, yeah. Anything, like, if you can think of it, it can happen.
I was going to say, if you can dream it's
possible. All of it. It can happen. But this is fantasy. This is a movie. You know,
and if you could count the body count, if maybe they killed more people than were actually in the service in real life, think about that.
You
I was thinking about that. Yeah, I want to know how many of you are actually. Yeah.
But
clearly, they wouldn't have gotten all the people in the Treasury because most of the Secret Service people don't even have guns.
White House number used to be one. You dialed that.
Just go right to it. Yeah. It's just you wouldn't.
Which sounds really dumb.
I'm gonna ask them. Did they kill more of you in this movie than exists?
It's an action film. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's a movie. It's an action film. It's a role. It's the
that's
ultimate.
What makes it for me.
Yeah.
Whether or not it could realistically happen.
Well, as over the top as the action was, and certain parts of it, I think it was grounded in reality for the most part.
Okay.
You know,
in the reality that North Korea basically takes over the White House.
That's a real good looking Korean guy.
Yeah, but most.
Oh no!
He's
hold up! He isn't very good looking until he takes out his glasses. then shit gets
and
real.
What a reveal that was!
Yeah, there is a scene where he walks like they basically.
Walter's like I heavily identified with this. Movie.
There's
Walter liked him.
It was pretty good because they shuffle this guy in like he's just this unassuming like Korean nerd who works for the prime minister of
South
Korea.
Yeah, he had a pen in his pocket. He had a pen
and he was like, hey.
He was in 007 too.
Very little bows and stuff like
he
that.
He was
and,
in
like,
which what was it?
And a bunch of people get killed and he takes his glasses off and then we're supposed to be and it plays very very dramatic music when he takes his glasses off. We have no idea who he is, so it basically is just supposed to I guess elicit this. Oh crap! He doesn't even need glasses. That dude's a badass. He wore them, but he doesn't need them.
I have
them.
To admit, Walter made me laugh pretty damn hard when he said that. That was a pretty...
Well, I mean, like, that's what random. I immediately said, and I didn't really... I wasn't whispering a lot of this stuff. I was just sort of saying it.
The whole thing about movies like this is, yes, you have to suspend, you know, anything you have in your mind. Like, if it's real, if it could really happen, and just enjoy it for what it's worth.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
This
was well produced, yeah.
It was.
I didn't see any issues with the effects, so I think you guys sort of picked it apart a little bit. I honestly, it should have pulled me out.
Just very minor. Some of it was a little iffy, but that's, you know, I suspended, you know, any expectations that I had. So.
Yeah, I just enjoy it for what it's worth. I will pick apart films and look at them from every aspect, whether it's cinematography, whether it's writing, it could be CGI. I'm a big fan of actually building sets.
I actually had a pretty big issue with the stakes of the film that they kept setting up and then just destroying over and over again. And this has more to do with the plot than anything else. But it basically, they have the kid, the son of the president, is basically the stakes for like the beginning issue. And he gets to safety and then that's it. And it's just like, it happens in like 5 minutes of like you sort of finding out the stakes of him being in trouble. And then they try and find more stakes. Like, okay, well... We have this code. Then the code is gone. And
well,
they keep doing it over and over again.
The stakes
like,
was always to get to the president, but I think it was just kind of a builder for the kid. But
I felt like stuff like the kid could have been used. Like, it could have become
so
a,
what,
like the whole movie. Like, if you've ever seen The Last Boy Scout or something. Like
yeah,
they don't just destroy the stakes.
One of the things I like about the movie itself is they didn't spend too much time on the president's son or the president's wife.
But I felt like that's a lot of wasted stuff.
That's
they
what
could
I,
have
yeah,
that's
but some,
what I liked.
Yeah, sometimes they spend too much time, and it's boring.
I think they went the opposite direction, because then they had another reveal that I won't ruin, but somebody who betrayed them suddenly gets killed, and he repents immediately, and then his explanation is that he took the wrong road.
That's the
Hans
shit.
Gruber, yeah, he Hans Grubered it, and he was naked, and he was doing karate.
Peter Clay.
What's cool about the film itself is it does definitely borrows from the films of the late 80s and early 90s, the action films.
It's very
diehard-y. Yeah.
But I think it was almost to its advantage.
God, man.
Kind of
could you imagine?
You see that stuff still around and you don't have a movie that you have to like overanalyze, but here
we
are overanalyzing it anyway.
But could you imagine if this would have been the Die Hard? I don't know if any of you guys seen
this
the latest Die Hard, but could you imagine if it would have been Bruce Willis and it would have been Die Hard? I just
a new Bruce Willis. Gerard Butler, I don't think is that guy though.
He's good though. He was in the 300. He was in the 300. That was good. Yeah. What else was he in? That was good.
Rock and Roll.
Yeah, that was great. That's really underrated.
I agree.
Rock, was that a Guy Ritchie movie?
A lot of, like, first films like that.
Yeah, I agree. That was Guy Ritchie. Yeah.
That was Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie really took it on the chin.
Who? Guy
Ritchie. He's Madonna, man. Whenever these guys get married, man, it goes downhill. Especially married. Especially married.
I
like Seven Psychopaths.
That's what you want a comedy.
Anytime you can wrap violence and comedy up in the same movie.
Yeah. Violent. Yeah.
Well, I had Chris Walken in it, man.
Yeah.
You put Chris Walken in anything.
And Sam Rockwell. I'm a huge Sam Rockwell fan. He's nuts.
I'm waiting for the sequel to Men. Definitely want it.
Why make sequels, though? But why make sequels?
What else did he make?
Yeah.
He did...
That was his first, like, big...
What was
and
that
even that
was
like,
on the train.
That was good.
What was that movie?
I don't know. That was good.
You don't know what it is.
For one actor and a robot in, like, a very limited scene, the moon was
Kevin Spacey.
Pretty good.
It wasn't a real robot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it was engaging when you don't have much.
Yeah.
It was engaging.
It's pretty impressive.
I'm trying to...
Source Code. Did you guys see Source Code?
I did not see that. I remember that coming out a couple years ago.
Source Code is good.
That was
time travel also, right?
Yep. Not I almost said Looper, but it was Source Code.
You want to see a time travel movie?
Yeah, I love Looper.
Looper is probably one of the best time travel movies.
I mean, like,
these guys are on a roll.
You knew about Looper because of Brett.
Jesus.
No, and you're right. No, Looper.
Are you talking about
one of the
what's
best
happening?
I'm almost sure you guys slept all day and didn't talk to anyone. Ba 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 ba.
I didn't.
I was playing video games and I was talking to people online all day.
You are a nerd.
I believe.
My son was right.
She's a good judge.
He's a sharp
guy. Yeah, but you know, nerds are getting like the reputation now.
That's bullshit.
They're running the world.
Reputation. I want to be pigeonholed and ignored. All right.
You are Balter. Don't
worry. Yeah. I asked for it. I want it.
Don't stress yourself. That's not happening.
No, I mean like nerd culture is suddenly becoming cool. It's not something I signed on for when I was a kid.
If you would have known, it would get to this point.
I wasn't trying for that.
You didn't choose it. It chose you. Huh?
Wayfarers and
is that it?
Whatever.
That
it's bullshit.
That's all right. I always hung around a lot of nerds. I was like the hero to the weirdos growing up.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Yeah.
So I made
a cool kid who can shoot hoops.
Yeah.
A movie by the same guy that did Seven Psychopaths?
Yes, Inversions.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was. Great. You didn't like that? I liked that one a lot better.
It wasn't like a Seven Psychopaths like level, though.
I,
they had to Hollywood it up. Seven Psychopaths.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They had Colin Farrell and Bruges.
Yeah.
In Bruges was pretty Hollywood.
I think.
Yeah.
I liked them
it
both.
It had a big release.
I liked them both.
And a midget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Was that Dinklage? Was that Peter Dinklage?
I have no idea.
No. I don't think it was. That's a little.
So, Olympus. You guys give it a thumbs up?
I give it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
So, I should see this.
What do you
guess? Really bad.
Yeah.
It was a terrible movie.
Balter.
I laughed the whole time, and it's an action movie.
But what do you give it? A thumbs up?
No, it's thumbs down.
How was it a thumbs down? Seriously, and you enjoyed it?
Well,
he's a hater.
But I'm not going to waste money on it. This is something that I'll download on Usenet or something.
So you will watch it again?
No. If I hadn't seen it with you guys, I wouldn't have even seen it.
So you wouldn't recommend
it?
Now I'm
conflicted because I trust his opinion.
Would you have liked Die Hard when Die Hard came out?
I mean, I don't know.
If you had no previous...
Like, what do you like?
Here's a good question. Do you guys watch movie trailers?
Yeah.
Yes.
I usually
did.
Okay. I don't get into it too heavily.
I usually watch the shit out of them, but I've been trying to cut back.
Well, my point is...
Have you watched this shit out of movie trailers? Oh, man. Just put on all the time.
Wow,
man.
I don't focus on it, but, like, somebody will post it on Facebook, and I'll press play, and I'll watch, like, a trailer. That's about it. That's how I watch it. You're the guy who does it.
I
wouldn't have seen Oblivion trailer. I wouldn't have seen Pacific Rim's trailer if it wasn't for, like, you know...
All those look great.
All those look fantastic.
Well, no, like, it feels like Pacific Rim was a movie made, like, correctly for me in my nerdy sensibilities.
I would
giant robots and like an American sort of trying to like show how Super Sentai Japanese moves are done. That's how you do it.
You hear this guy?
I guess he's not an American. I don't. Where is Del Toro? Where is he from?
I have no idea.
Isn't there a White House
Rolly construction? Rolly Armo.
He's from.
Is he Spanish?
Mexico. Yeah.
He's Mexican.
He's from Mexico.
Who is the director?
Well, he's not an American.
Yeah.
But it's clearly a Super Sentai like sort of influence thing, and I'm digging it, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I mean, all in all, back to Olympus, I'd recommend it. I mean, if you want to go on a roller coaster, yeah. Look.
I was disappointed. There are tons of lines that just fell so flat.
That's the point. If you go back and look at
like one Jew writer to fix the script,
we'll hire you. We'll hire you for those. But the point is,
I will do the dialogue.
The point is, if you go back and you look at some of the top action movies like Commando, or you look at Die Hard, or you look at Predator, any of those, any of the Stallone movies, that's the whole point. That's the point.
It works back then, though, and maybe it's just like vintage.
It works now. Just like Fast and Furious coming out.
People are expecting something more now.
People will look at Fast and Furious 20 years from now, and it'll be like Olympus is going to be my son's Die Hard.
I disagree. What I think is happening is there are two types of drama, and they're both...
He just likes disagreeing.
There's, like, the serious, like, HBO, Showtime dramas, and then we still have the really crappy pulpy dramas like Lost or Revolution, but they're written really well, even if, like, the actual plots are stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
and
I can see that.
I think, you know, movies like Olympus Has Fallen does not fall into any of those categories, and I just don't see that kind of stuff playing around anymore.
So we'll leave it to the listeners and listen.
I think you should see it in the theater. If not, just to be like, go on one side or the other. But I thought it was cool.
I don't think you'll be disappointed.
I don't.
You go on a roller coaster ride, from start to finish is nonstop adrenaline.
I was going to say, that's the one
start
thing
to finish.
It never disengages.
You have the cheesy lines. You have the.
It's also probably Ashley Judd's last film for a long time. She runs for Senate.
She didn't look too bad in it either.
No, she looked pretty good.
She looked pretty good. Yeah. Kept it together. She shouldn't have.
No.
She really didn't stay
in that movie very long. Yeah. She really Jersey girl.
Spoiler alert. But she held it together. So she looks good. Nice body. Nice neckline. I like a nice neckline.
Yeah, she's running against Connell.
These guys don't want to talk about women. Let's talk about necklines.
Okay.
Necklines?
Yeah.
What
do you like in a woman?
Well, like a deep V?
I mean, it's pretty much like the gold standard.
Yeah, how deep does a V go? Yeah.
Guys, too, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
If you're a magician,
you say how deep can the V go?
How deep?
How deep can the V
go?
It's an age-old question.
Jesus. So, yeah, anyway, the movie was good.
Yes.
I did take Justin, 11 years old, rated R movies.
You like your child.
He loved it.
Yeah, but
he loved
it.
He's
an 11-year-old child.
He loved it.
Sometimes parents can be cool.
Has he ever said he doesn't like a movie?
Yeah, we walked out of Transformers.
No thing?
Yeah, we walked out.
You are
off. Yeah.
Okay. You're a mensch.
I can't remember. The second one.
Exactly. I respect him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it during the scenes where the two black robots were talking to each other?
Well, of course. I mean, he'll
a little racist.
Right?
I don't know.
He kind of... I miss it. I miss that.
You missed that part?
Yeah.
It was like jazz and...
Yeah.
You knew it was black, too, when he had the name Jazz.
Yeah.
Well, Lucas did that, too, in Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, but Lucas gets a pass, because we all know he's racist and he's been, like, dragged to the cold already.
Yeah, well, he doesn't get a pass.
And he's adopted.
He doesn't get a pass. I better not ever see George Lucas.
A pass on racism. When you adopt a bunch of Indian kids?
No, he doesn't. Not just so much racism, but George Lucas doesn't get a pass, period. I mean, he's fucked up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but...
A lot of childhoods.
He's done.
A lot of childhoods. I take it very...
maybe you should be a little bit more of a nerd and read the expanded universe.
Yeah, well, I've dibbled and dabbled in it. Maybe not as much deep as you, but...
No, I was very deep when I was a kid.
I'll leave that to you.
I read all the X-Wing novels and everything.
I believe it. Yeah, back to what you said, Joe.
Well, you know, they're addictive. These novels
like this.
Are terribly written, but like you just keep reading them like candy.
I love reading candy.
I know, man.
Go ahead, Brandon. Let's keep going.
Am I going to keep going on?
Yeah, I want to hear about this expanded universe.
I mean, I used to read a lot of comics.
Well,
and, like,
a long time ago on the galaxy far away.
The antennas are coming out of his head as we speak.
Dropped the ball. All these great fantasy and sci-fi novelists sort of picked it up and ran with it. Supposed to be all canon, and it's awesome.
That's awesome.
All I have to say, when I was a kid, I read the shit out of it because we didn't have the other episodes at that point. And then when we did, I realized as a kid, those movies are terrible and these books are way better somehow.
The authors did a good job?
Yeah, the authors got better.
I remember you telling me how
I think they're actually the best they've ever been now. And I read them once in a while when like some people I follow like on Twitter will recommend like a series. Yeah. And I'll get to it. But like I generally like to read a little more highbrow now, but
I need to put a fucking camera on this guy. The Ewoks.
Well, there's one going on right now that kids love.
No, Clone Wars. They had one that was out when Star Wars came out.
What do you mean? Well, there was a Gendy.
It was Ewoks.
You're talking about Gendy Tartakovsky.
There's been a lot.
Oh, you're talking about the Ewoks.
They've been a lot, and they all ruined it. They all sucked.
Wasn't that like a Star Wars Christmas special, too?
Yeah, it sucked.
I have,
But can we talk? Can we all look at that?
Yes.
And talk about
yes.
But I've seen the tracks of it. It's pretty good. Yeah.
No, that's very painful for me, man. Very painful. Matter of fact, I don't even want to talk about Star Wars.
And the Vader shows.
Oh, here we go.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
You are killing me.
It's Wookiee Christmas on Kashyyyk.
This God, Kashyyyk.
That's the
seriously.
Wookiee homeworld.
Oh my God.
I read the novels when I was a kid. I couldn't help it. It's like a big woodland area. Lots of woods. It's true.
Joe, what are you drinking?
Pilsner Urquell. I don't know. I found it in my fridge.
Nice. Wine
makes me really tired. I just woke up from a nap. But
there you go.
It's the sulfites, man. You're a real lady.
Yeah.
These guys are fine. They're drinking wine.
Yep.
Red wine. What do we? You got purple mouth.
Yeah, I get the purple mouth.
What I drink does not define me.
No, it's probably a good beer. I'll take it.
Actually,
no, I don't. Thank you. Joe's having a good time. Joe's having a good time in the studio, chilling in the Vienna Vintner. See, I said it again. There you go.
Good plug. That's a good plug. We'll all benefit from that.
It's a good place.
Yep. I like it in here.
Where else would you rather hang on a Saturday night?
I don't know, like a club, maybe.
Really? You go to the club?
Record this at a club.
I would go. We should do that. You know what we should do? We should wire up with lapel mics.
Yeah.
Go to the club and do a live podcast from the club. Oh, see this guy in action. Cameras and all.
Go to Lima, maybe?
Yeah. Right, you take your iPhone. It's got really
is
good
that a non-alcoholic?
Oh, no, it isn't.
Zima. No, it's not.
Lima's off. Lima's off K Street. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been.
Yeah?
Shadow Room.
We go to Fur.
Fur.
Okay. Fur, last time I went to Fur.
I want to see him in the club.
New Year's Eve, a couple years ago. I got the shit kicked out of
me. I paid some homeless guy $20 to watch the car.
You got beat up?
He's like, I'll watch the car for $20. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I got beat up.
A beer. And walk down the street with a
one place.
See, I'm at that age where, like, I was in San Jose recently at the, like, Hotel Valencia bar. And I look up and it's all
for Cougars.
It's got good
happy
hours there. Yeah, yeah.
Cougars.
So I look up and it's all these guys in like button down shirts and like pointy shoes and I'm like, holy crap, it's full of douchebags.
Whoa, man, bro.
The hell's wrong with pointy shoes?
What
is that?
I've got pointy shoes.
I was just suddenly douchey. A dude wants to look good and they're a douchebag.
It was at this point in my life that I realized.
What were you wearing?
I was over the whole like scene of trying to look like.
Yeah,
like,
I'm the same way. Yeah, class. I know what you mean.
I like a nice bar where like you can show up in a t-shirt, jeans, and like shoes.
Yeah,
Not have to worry about
exactly.
What car you drive.
When I was out in LA, it was the same thing. Like everyone had nice shoes on, which is fine. I get it, right?
Nice
but they had the cologne.
Yeah.
They had the hair.
Grey Goose and something.
Yeah. No, usually those douchebags drink Long Island iced teas or something retarded.
So I live in DC.
Yeah, you got the cologne.
Yeah.
You run up in there smelling like.
If I ever had to stand in a line to get in a place where I have to pay for drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if you need a reservation to get drinks like those speakeasies
that
are everywhere.
I have to
wait
in line to pay for a drink.
Yeah.
I don't wait in line.
No. I go to like, you know, really like just local place, like the Passenger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Fat Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's a real guy shit place.
That's where I envision you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did play there. You played there a couple of times. Shithole. That used to be my local bar. Yeah.
Is that where I went to see you guys play?
Yeah,
that place is a shithole.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's Mardi Gras theme.
They had, hey, check this out.
I don't know what that is, but
no. Hey, guys, check this out. It's such a shithole that they didn't even have nachos. They put cheese on potato chips.
Yeah, they did. They
like,
did that.
Like
yeah.
Square slices of American
really?
Cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their thing. That's their thing. They're really shit.
You got a hair in your throat? You all right?
it's deep fried chunks of gator. Yeah. Gator.
That sounds
at Tuesdays. That was a regular thing. Yeah,
I'm down with that.
Yeah. Well, that was what we would always get there. Yeah. We'd have to be very drunk.
If I ever get married, it's going to be in a barn. And sure as hell, they will have deep fried chunks of gator.
You can get it, yeah. They farm them all out of Louisiana. You get a shit ton of them.
I don't want any gator. Probably some tough meat.
Yeah.
Huh?
Teach your kids about life. Take them to a gator slaughterhouse.
That's where I'll take Justin next.
Yeah.
To a gator slaughterhouse.
Yeah. That's where P. Diddy laid down his first trap.
Jesus.
Gator teach him that.
Yeah, I don't know if my son can handle that.
First song called
just
Gator,
see him at
gator
the top
Slaughter.
Of the slaughterhouse, like, just making a range of lots of ones. I don't know if I can do gator, man. That
discovered
sounds,
Biggie there. Heard that.
You heard that?
A lot of history. So you teach your son that.
Did you work on this routine overnight?
No, I
did. Did you?
This is called improv, man.
So here's a question. Is Biggie or Tupac still alive?
No, man. Come
both
on.
Both of them got murdered.
They're dead.
Who's that guy that sounds a lot like Biggie, that rapper?
I don't know.
No.
That's what he's got chambered. Didn't you say that last time? Jesus Christ, that's the only MC that you know?
MF2.
Whoa,
yeah.
Man.
It was dropped.
I also know
I guess for you guys is like Biggie and Tupac's like for me with Bruce Lee. You know what I mean? I thought Bruce Lee was coming back. I knew he was coming back.
Of course, he came back in the form of
with today's. I mean, there's no really confirmed pictures, but I mean, you can go online, you can Google Tupac. They got the autopsy pictures. It's there. I mean, it's they could. Yeah, they're dead, man. Who gives a shit if they're alive or dead? What the hell is he going
to
do for me? You know what I mean? Pac, he's dropped enough albums. I mean, I could care less if he's, you know, alive or dead or whatever.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Listen to you, and you better be dead. That's
yeah.
All I said.
We like it better when they're dead, I think.
Yeah, I wish
John Candy. Yeah.
My hero, man.
He was a good guy.
Second City Television, man.
Yeah, Gorilla Black sounds like Biggie.
That's exactly like Biggie.
Was
really?
He
looks like Biggie.
Is he from Brooklyn? Because a lot of rappers sound like that around there. Okay, if you grow up under the JMZ line, you're going to sound like
Biggie.
You didn't. Okay, I know I didn't.
Drink some more wine. I want to hear what else comes out of your mouth.
Really?
Yeah.
I grew up in Bed-Stuy when the shit was bad.
Yeah. In the hood, huh?
In the hood.
Yeah. I'm going to take you to the hood.
Awesome.
You get a pass, though.
Well, just drop him off in the south.
Just as long as you can run fast.
Bad blood from back in the 80s in New York.
The Jews.
The bad
and the what?
And the
house
in New York.
And everyone else.
Oh, my God.
Somebody's paying the police off, you know?
So what else we got?
Somebody
what else is on the docket? Huh? Before we start getting political up in this motherfucker. Jesus. Joe, what's up, man? Where are you headed next? Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle, Washington.
Traveling man, huh?
Not the other Seattle.
Moving and shaking.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, there's like Seattle, like Missouri. Nothing there.
I know.
How's that working out? You traveling around? Yeah, family life good?
Yeah.
You had to think about that, huh?
So I end up managing my entire life, like every piece of it.
Yeah.
So.
You have a little baby, don't you?
April 3rd.
That's exciting.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, we're having
one
already. Mazel tov.
Just like walking.
You're not invited, Brandon.
Of course I'm not
that's
invited.
Crazy.
The things that I would teach your child.
That
yeah.
Came out terribly.
What are you talking about? I'm an educator.
I can't wait till you're a parent.
It's a long way. I think
it's a long way.
I think a world can wait.
You got to have a date first.
Do you want to be a parent?
you know what? I mean, like, probably not.
Yeah, I kind of think you'd be someone who's maybe undecided on that.
I don't think I have anything that I could teach a child, but I could teach the world.
You teach the child to be another.
The world is really my child.
You teach a child to be another pissed off old man. It'd be he's pretty powerful now. He's on the mic.
I know, but you're like at
over
like
the airwaves.
The level of there of like Sarah Palin.
You guys need to. You guys should.
Well, first off, I would never advocate my role.
Here we go.
Like that lady, like that, you know, ex governor lady. All right, why are you even comparing me to that?
I wouldn't be surprised if you started talking to a chair.
Speaking of kids,
I don't even know what that means.
What was the first movie that you guys saw with your parents that was R-rated that they finally let you see?
So this is a good question. I don't actually remember, but I know like the first like PG-13 movie that I saw, because my mom wouldn't let me see PG-13.
They were really strict, so you followed the rules.
Yeah, no video games.
Motherfucker, I used to sneak out, like hide in a car with my next door neighbor, sneak out and just like roll out to the movies. I was like, yeah, I'd leave.
We used to get like,
they'd be like, where you been, Mount? I'd be like, I've been in the woods. You know what I mean? Making forts. You know what I mean? One time my brother caught me. I snuck out. The next door neighbor was going to go see some. You know, we went to some movie. I snuck out, got in his car, and I poked my head up. My little brother was pointing. He was pointing as the car was going farther and farther away. I could see him. Yeah, he was going to rat me out. He never rat. My brothers never rat.
So I saw pretty much any R-rated movie I ever wanted to see.
So your parents weren't that hard on you?
I mean, like, they probably didn't know about it, but, like, when I was, like, when did the South Park movie come out? My dad did take me to see that, and he immediately said this was a horrible mistake to take you to see this movie. But, I mean, like, for the most part,
are they smarter than you?
I mean, probably.
He's a carbon copy of one of them, believe that. That's how it works. It's how it works. No. No, it's how it works. They're your carbon copy of them.
Well, I think you're a mix.
Yeah, you are.
Put your parents in a blender.
Yeah.
With your sesame cheese.
But you usually take after one more than the other, I think.
Maybe.
Speaking of blenders, they're only good for one thing, and that's smoothies. I don't know why people own them. Because nobody really makes smoothies.
I don't even know how to work one, I don't think.
You can mint stuff. There's other avenues to go down with a blender, man.
It's easier by mint.
What'd you see, Bailey?
First movie?
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to have one of my best friend's moms not care about the R rating, so whenever I wanted to see one, I would just go with him to the movies. But I remember my dad thought that Something About Mary was so game-changingly funny.
It was funny.
And it was. It was
sperm in the hair.
Yeah, exactly. He said, I...
You know how that is, don't you? The hell is that? So keep on? It was...
I'm going to overlook all the bad stuff that's going to get in your head, and I'm going to take you to see this movie.
That's good. That's awesome.
So hard in my life.
That was a great film.
That's an amazing man.
Yeah, it's awesome.
My old man used to take me to all. He's like me and Justin and I. I mean, we. I remember like. You're going to see it. Believe it. I mean, I made the fatal mistake, and you'll appreciate this. I made a big mistake. I don't know if I talked about this on the cast before, but I made a huge mistake. King Kong came out. King Kong remake.
Peter Jackson.
I don't know. Justin might have been four or something like that. I was thinking the claymation. Like when one of the movies that influenced me wanting to get into film, one of them was the King Kong, the claymation one. You know, I saw it when I was a kid, and my mom, and black and white, and it's. No big deal.
A woman in distress.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a special.
So my mind, listen. My mind is a, as a parent, I'm thinking, no big deal. It's King Kong. You know how bad they made one with the Big Lebowski in the 80s. You know, it wasn't that horrible. They were on the World Trade Center. It's, yeah. So I was thinking, not thinking Peter Jackson. So I scared the shit out of my son. He was clawing my arms. It was a big mistake because it got back to his mom.
I was scared about how long the movie was.
So, that being said, there's certain things, especially when you don't live in the
city. Like sleeping and all that?
No, I don't know. But the point is, there's certain things when you're not married and you have a child, you don't want to do certain things that's on your watch that's going to, come back on you tenfold. That I probably paid for that one for about, 2 years or so. And so now what I do is I usually, up until the past couple of years, I would screen the movies before I take them to see it. Because sometimes as parents, you go out and you're more fulfilling your own wishes than the child's. You're like, I want to see, go see Star Wars. You'll like Star Wars. I like Star Wars. Right. Go do this.
You're
go play this.
Him,
exactly. Exactly. So now.
You want them to experience experience it though too.
Yeah, yeah, but they're really not ready. They're really not ready. I mean,
something important to add there is you choose your battles, which is you don't choose any of the battles.
No. And you watch what goes down on your watch, especially when you're living in different households, because it's very important that you have, you know, sanity, because these women can drive you crazy. Sorry, I looked at Mary. Well, because it's, I don't know, I'm thinking of a whole lot of shit. You'd have to know my checkered history with women. And we'll talk about that. I'm sure. Yeah, we got all the time in the world. My point is, before we get into that, Joe's looking at me. He wants to get into the women. No, I fuck up. When I fuck up big.
Not now, but
anytime you want. I can tell you the advice I...
He got a lot of opinions.
Listen, the advice I give to friends, family, everything, it's usually the opposite of everything that I've done. And it's honest, it's sincere. Yeah, it's not a big deal. It is what it is. You learn by making a lot of mistakes. Yeah,
right.
But what's
important is you don't make that mistake again. Right.
I do.
It's important that you hammer those mistakes in.
No, I do. I do.
I will not do this again because I've done it 20 times before.
What are you going to do? It is what it is. So, yeah, I don't know.
So it scared him real bad.
It was pretty bad.
Fucked him
up.
Fucked him up. That wasn't R, though.
No, but it's Peter Jackson.
It's Peter Jackson.
But up until now, like even with this, I'm still concerned. Like I'd watch him in the seat and say, "You all right?" and stuff. But he's good.
So what age did you feel comfortable taking
after that?
Now. Yeah, like 10, 11. He's hearing stuff in the basketball courts at school, at the playground. He's seen, there's certain things. No, not rough stuff. No.
But I know you and me will go see a movie, and you're like, maybe I'll take Justin.
Yeah.
You
got to be careful. You got to exercise better judgment.
Out there. You don't even have to worry about that much,
yeah.
You know?
His grandmother does. Yeah, I can't watch that stuff.
But you have to sit through that, right?
I go to sleep.
You're insane, man. That's such good quality.
Yeah, I go to sleep.
Really
yeah.
It's amazing.
What did the
I talked about this in the last podcast. It depends on the movie. Like, Up.
Like that neck
that you No. Like some of the movies just put me to sleep. I don't know why. Yeah, but I'll hold his arm. But I mean, now it's not a big deal. He's 12. I mean, he's almost 12. He's like a man.
Seriously?
He's a man. Yeah.
Is he okay with
Dad, you're snoring.
That's not
bad, right? What do you think of The Hobbit?
He loved it. We had a great time in that. That was another roller coaster.
If he would've...
The Hobbit, yeah.
Is it long? Because I watched Lord
It's long. He holds it.
I fell asleep in Lord of the Rings.
He holds on.
You know what? I absolutely loved The Hobbit. Walter, I'd actually like to hear
It's like 3 hours.
I really dug it. It felt like I was sort of reading like a movie shot in like just 180 degrees, like a storybook, and you just kind of watch these people like move across like a picture book or something to me.
Like a movie shot.
Well, I mean,
movie shot in book form, which is hard to explain, but
it was
being flipped.
Yeah, it's got to be a tough movie.
It felt kind of flat because of the 3D. It felt like sort of foreground was like pushed. It was really good.
That's the one that was shot in how many frames per second?
In the 48 frames.
Oh, yeah, to double that, right? Or
no, to
pass
them.
Like
32 or something generally.
So,
although we can see it 60 frames per second.
And what we associate that with is home movie cameras,
right?
Because that's what they film at.
Right, exactly.
And so when we look at the movie, we actually think that it's like filmed with a shittier camera because it's at a higher frame rate.
Have you ever watched
me?
What?
Watch? I heard it affected a few people. It didn't affect me that much.
Well, I mean, like, the way I see it is, like, you've ever seen, like, silent films from, like, 1920s or something like that, and you watch them played on a projector nowadays, and it looks like someone's sort of walking really goofy and they're sped up.
Yeah.
It's because it was, like, 16 frames per second, and basically, that's what we're seeing now, and eventually movies will all be shot.
Balter, did you like The Hobbit?
I loved it.
All right.
I loved it.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it.
It wasn't really
Download
Hobbit.
It.
It was, like, The Hobbit with the Cimmerillion.
You're too busy at the club. We got you. You liked it. You liked it. Brandon, you liked it.
I'm wondering because I think that's the type of movie that
you
if he
would have
saw.
Your reviews, man.
I love him.
I loved it. Yeah, but I'm saying I think that even that movie, if he was younger, he might not have been able to take it. Like the King Kong. Because there was some.
The Hobbit's a book for kids.
Nah, it was good. It didn't scare him. Nah.
No, I meant if he was younger, it that's one.
He's, you know, I don't put too much. I don't put too much thought in.
So my first film that I saw was a PG-13 film. When that, the first film that I got to see without my mom being there was a PG-13
which
film.
Was
Jurassic Park.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fucking amazing. I can remember that. Yeah,
it's a good film.
I was devastated.
Yeah,
it good film. Yeah, but I loved it. When the lawyer got eaten, I was like,
yeah.
The all.
I mean, I've seen, like I said, my old man, you'd have to know my old man. My old man, he's like me times, I don't know, 100. I mean, he's hardcore. He's the real deal. I mean, he's taken me to see, like, The Thing. I saw that.
Yeah,
you know, it fucked me up. It fucked me up big time.
Dude, you can't trust anybody when you see that movie.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Could be The Thing.
If you haven't seen I'm not talking about this remake thing. I'm talking about,
well,
even John Carpenter's was a remake, but.
Was it?
Yeah.
The one from the 80s was a remake?
Yeah, it was a remake. Yeah. Wow, you didn't know that.
I actually didn't know that. But, like, I really, that
just
movie
so much,
freaked me out. I'm not a big
so
horror
better
movie.
Than the other one that it's
it blew my mind away. I mean, I also saw a couple other movies. I think it was a Richard Pryor movie. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah,
but
he's a scary dude.
No, well, there was a sex scene in it where they were fucking.
You were scared of Hear No Evil, See No Evil?
No. But the sex scene did mess my head up because I didn't know what the hell they were doing. And they were, like, on the ground.
Huh?
No, I can't remember the name. I'll pull it up. It was some movie where he was like a auto shop worker or something like that.
Yeah, well, he did like three movies with him.
But my point is, it was the sex scene as a child when I saw it, I couldn't really comprehend what the hell they were doing. You know, so it's.
You have no reference to it.
Yeah,
no reference.
Right.
I don't know.
It was like,
like Justin's age, maybe.
So this brings up an interesting question. Have you had the topic or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Several.
What? How long do you have?
I have them all the time. He's
what was the first time?
I have them all. Yeah, like recently, he gets more text messages than me. His phone's blowing up at the restaurant.
Well,
some chick.
He has an iPhone message,
yeah, his iPhone.
Right?
He's got the.
When did he get that? I'm just curious.
Sometime this year, his mom.
This is a new thing.
His mom
so
got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got it.
Even at younger age.
He's got access.
He got last year.
The past year, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's had it since he's been 10, 10, 11.
Did you have the first talk with him about?
I don't know, 9-ish, 10-ish, I think. They were.
Would a man and a woman have a cell phone?
What's that like the time?
Yeah, what's that like?
It's fine. It's, I mean, you know, you have to figure a way to come at him as far as the angle and, you know, what he under. Yeah. You know, are you going to look at pictures? Are you going to look at books? You know, I think I mulled over it for a little while, but we just talked about the basics. You know, how I decided to talk about how you treat a woman, how you respect a woman, how you know.
That's a good way to
honestly all you need now.
That's a good way to approach.
Open the door.
Yeah.
Lie to him.
Yeah. No. I don't lie to him. I'm very, very open with him. Yeah, you can. But I don't, you know. What are you going to do? It's, you know,
that's
sex.
Respect.
Yeah.
Well, the respect thing I think is important. I think it's something that goes overlooked because you're thinking physical. Everyone thinks sex is physical.
Makes
but it's, and it is, you know what I mean? What's that?
No.
He just loves it.
Listen to a lot of Taylor Swift, so respect more.
How did your parents talk? You have the talk with you?
No, they left it up to the government.
Yeah.
Same here.
I mean, like, I was fine.
I
don't
know if I ever.
Oh, no, you know who
never
I
had
was,
it?
You know what I learned
know.
From Doctor.
My old man.
I think I watched porn before the ever.
Yeah.
Before the,
oh, yeah. it's
really?
And
your parents?
Like,
oh.
But before that, it was like just pictures.
You guys?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
If they loaded. Because the internet wasn't fast enough.
Because America Online doesn't know about your porn dates.
Sorry. It's like, okay, so what America looks like.
And then,
I got nothing else.
And then I got really good at covering my tracks. Like,
But
now you
see, this is why I talk to my son.
Yes, I was going to say we're through
about
a
perfect
example.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to look at it. You're going to see stuff like that.
You
will be exposed to it. But I always tell him. And I always tell them, don't be ashamed of it. You know, you're gonna like a girl. You're gonna like women. You're gonna want to touch. You're gonna want to do stuff.
You're gonna see this shit anyways. Absolutely.
You're right. You know, but
it's everywhere.
You guys never had the talk though with your parents.
No.
Wow. Yeah, my old man was straight up. My old man had a book. My mother came out like a doctor.
Like, read this.
No, not at all. He showed me exactly what was up.
And I think so.
One, she taught me like how to like respect women, right? Because I grew up with my mom and my sister. I don't know my dad. And so like open the door and like all that. Really,
yeah.
That means like a ton.
No, I do that with Justin. Justin does it without even thinking.
Yeah.
So it's good.
And you stand at the door until everyone has gone.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
And then the second thing is because my mom was a single parent, like I had to kind of fend for myself for a lot of things, which taught me a shit.
Oh, I believe it.
And made me a better person.
Early on.
Yeah. Really
right.
Made, yeah, really
yeah.
Made me mature as a person early on.
Mm-hmm.
I've
always said you're like a fine wine man. You haven't actually said that.
I was going to
say this
internally.
Really
the first time.
Say, I insult you. I insult you externally.
He thinks it every time
yeah.
He sees you, but he just never told you.
Yeah,
the real things aren't the insults. Just remember that when I call you an idiot.
Joe was brought up that way, and this son of a bitch right here, he's for himself. No respect to women. He's pimping. He's showing him their pimp hand.
Let's talk about Walter. How many girlfriends have you had? I've had a few.
Define a few. Give us a solid number. Pick your steps.
Around four.
That's all you need, man. That's all you need. I don't think it's. I don't think it's so much.
It's not about numbers.
Are you currently dating?
I am not. All right.
Good for you, because neither am I. Good for you. He said earlier. He said earlier. Yeah, he said earlier. He's got the sock and everything.
My body's a wonderland. His body's a temple.
But yeah, the talk is. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you'll have the talk at some point in time too. So it's you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
No, I mean the benefit of having a daughter is like probably going to get to talk to her mom.
Yeah. No, you should be involved too because. Here's the deal. I'm glad you said that. Here's the deal. She's gonna model everything after everything that you do.
Yeah. She's
gonna
be a man like you.
Yeah,
so
that's
a real winner.
It's really
she'll really be doing well for herself.
No.
She's never done ever.
Ever.
Good point. You don't need another Joe in your life. You already got one.
Straight to the nuns.
Hey, I'm a Joe.
Are you a Joe?
Yeah, my first name is Joseph.
You're too good.
It's true.
You're
no, it is.
Good to, nah, I know
yeah.
That, right?
Yeah. I've never met a Joe I didn't like.
You know, we have the same initials.
Yep.
Yeah. I've never met a Joe.
Really? Yeah, we didn't know him. Wow. What's your middle name?
Brent.
That's like me and Malcolm in the middle. Every jagoff that fucking comes to me, they're like Malcolm. And I got
hey, I'm Malcolm. Oh, you mean like Malcolm?
Yeah, I got a grin and bear all the time.
Yeah,
get the one? Fuck out of you. I'm going to choke the shit out of you.
Like
Jesus Christ, help me.
That's when you, like, you immediately pose that follow-up question. Have you ever been stabbed?
Yeah. Have you been gutted?
I know how you stabbed
me. I've been to Alcatraz.
One minute. I'm a Gen Pop boy. No, I'm just kidding.
What
is it? I don't know. It's a prison document.
It's a drinking ball.
Yeah.
So what else, guys? What else is on your mind? Huh? We talked about the movies. We talked about women.
Sexual.
Sex ed. Talked about the whole shebang.
What's the most redeeming quality in a woman?
I don't know, man. I'm not. I don't want to get into this. Want to
get into this?
No. I don't talk about no damn women. Go ahead. Let me.
Well, because their gender is a sin in itself. We have they need to be redeemed. Okay. All right.
It's amazing you're single.
A lot of people dig this sort of social justice mentality that I have.
Okay.
You do. You have a really good, you know, eye and ear and mouth for all that stuff.
I respect all genders.
You
all
do?
Five of them.
Well, it's important to.
Can you name five?
Yeah, what?
It would be disrespectful to name them all, all right? Because I'd have to name one first, and I don't want to.
Name the last one.
Well, that's complicated, but I would have to say men in that tone. There you go.
The second last?
Doesn't exist.
So we liked Olympus Is Falling, huh? Or Fallen.
I think I said that was a bad movie. You know what I saw recently, besides that movie, was the magnificent Burt Wonderstone. I think that was it. Incredible.
Did you see that?
I saw it.
I saw it mostly because Jim Carrey was doing
was,
a movie where he could be funny again.
It was Burt Wonderstone and Anton Marvelton.
But the movie was just Burt Wonderstone.
Burt Wonderstone,
yeah.
Yes.
It was Steve Buscemi was the other guy. But it was Steve Carell, Steve Buscemi. You think it would be very good? Really bad.
I never thought it would be good.
It was like a TV TV.
I mean, I guess you always want a 40-year-old virgin again or something, but, like, even that, when you go back, everybody else was kind of funny.
Shit looked like a train wreck.
Yeah.
Looked like a train wreck.
I'm losing all my, like, love for Steve Carell, I think. He's really just the guy who makes stuff less funny in my mind now.
I never get my dad to the movie, and he went with me to that movie. And
Steve Carell, I always thought, was a filler. Like, Jim Carrey took some time off. Steve Carell filled that void.
Did he come back from this movie?
Who?
Jim
Carrey.
Jim Carrey
will be back when he wants to be back. Like, you get to a certain level in Hollywood where you start making these movies. They want to make a series.
He'll never be as good as he was on Inland College.
You know what though? I think he has a pretty interesting role coming up in Kick-Ass too.
Yeah, but that's another movie.
But
I don't think they
really
should.
Comedy at all.
They shouldn't even make another one.
I watched that movie. The first one. I wasn't impressed.
Really?
I
thought it was great. Yeah, I like
it.
Oh, yeah, of course, I'll see it. But they don't. I got a big problem with Hollywood making all these sequels because I believe that Hollywood is filled with a lot of executives that all they care about is the bonus. They care about the weekend. They care about the weekend draw.
You
don't need another. The world doesn't need another Kick-Ass 2. You made it. It was great. Do you need another Olympus Has Fallen? No, you made it. Move on. You don't need to make another one. Why? They're already talking about sequel. For what?
I was thinking to myself.
I was thinking to myself.
They're creating
this
character.
This is going to make a ton of money.
They're creating
how
like
can Olympus Has Fallen again? Like, part two?
Like, it really felt like Gerard Butler was the only, like, fleshed out character in the whole movie. So it was like, well, maybe they're not going to try and waste that on one movie.
I think it's a good character, I guess, somewhere else.
That's all
But why? Why would you want to?
I'm just saying.
Why would you want to? I mean,
he's a Secret Service agent. The next
no,
movie,
you do it. You're doing it for the money.
Yeah.
You're doing it for the money, and that's not the right reason.
What would even be the plot? I know, that's what I was trying to think
the
about.
The president is dead again.
Yeah.
No, but I was just thinking to myself how they're going to try and make a sequel. I remember thinking about it.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's just dollars and cents. So it's like they want to make money.
They made two more Matrix movies.
So here's the funny thing. So if you guys ever noticed that when there's a certain theme of movies, everyone kind of comes out with the same thing. So there's, like, for a White House movie, there's another
White House Down.
Yeah, it's always the case.
Yes.
I gotta say, but I gotta say,
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx.
Wow, that sounds like a real masterpiece.
I love this. Yeah, I gotta say.
How
many times can I say this?
Bad, but I saw
I'll have another drink.
And you know what was it? I always find like some of the like is Olympus an actual town of the White House?
It is. Yeah,
that was it was a real like deal. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I think that
how plausible is this? well, like I think we talked about this before. Do Asian people exist? Then it can happen
because
that's the movie's
point. If you guys have ever looked really hard around DC, there's actual like anti-missile batteries all over the place.
Yeah, and they're built into the White House too.
Accidentally trying to turn around in one of those side areas where they have one. And they don't like that.
And they don't actually like you flying over the airspace. So if you watch in Virginia, they don't like you flying over the airspace either. So planes actually go over
the zone. Yeah.
They use like actual names too. Cause I'm pretty sure like they said Hydra missile system. I'm pretty sure that's an actual name for one of like the missile systems that we have is Hydra.
I don't think so.
You don't think
so
I have no idea. I have no idea.
So
I get it.
One of my good friends that one of my good running buddies that I run with is on the Hill, and he works for a congressman, and his kind of like area of expertise is defense.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets to sit in all these meetings. He gets to like sit in the cockpit of an F-35.
That's ridiculous.
And like in the have all these meetings, and so I ask him all this shit all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes I can tell if he smiles or not.
He's
like, he can't answer.
Yeah. Right. It is interesting.
Was
we should get him on this podcast.
Well, I mean, what's he gonna say? He sits in a fucking meeting.
We can
what's he gonna tell me?
Like, you ever heard about that underwear bomber? There's actually been 200 of those. Something like that. Some big reveal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody's
all
trying to bomb with their underwear.
All
jockeys, there's so many of them. Happens every day.
So what else?
What were we talking about? I'm just saying how I thought to myself, how are they gonna try to do a sequel? Because
it shouldn't.
I don't want to talk about this movie anymore.
Well, it's not so much. I don't think it's so much Olympus. As my point is more, what's the point of making a sequel or a prequel to this side or the other? Whether it's Oz, whether it's Olympus, whether it's Die Hard, you don't need it. Once you hit that status of a cult classic, leave it alone. Why make Kick-Ass 2?
Why
Die Hard
3?
I know. Follow up with what have been good sequels or prequels.
Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan, Empire Strikes Back.
Okay,
so there's some out there. There are some that are legitimate. There's some that are legitimate, but the intention itself was the continuation of the story,
so,
not the continuation of making money.
Any good ones that haven't? So maybe like the next Friday.
What about the Bourne films? Were those?
Yeah, I thought those
were better. They're solid. Right. Matt Damon.
Yeah,
but did they plan that?
Matt Damon.
Well, they did. The books are.
Yeah,
the books are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought the rare circumstance where I thought they got better as they went, disregarding the
Jeremy Renner
one.
Yeah, well, that one was clearly done in like 2 months. It was bullshit.
Jeremy Renner is not.
I like him a lot. I think that movie was a terrible idea. But The Avengers, man.
He still needs to grow a little bit more before he gets like top billing.
I thought the Mission Impossible got better as they went.
It's Tom Cruise, man. Tom Cruise is the shit.
It's not Tom Cruise doing that though. They also pick good directors every time.
Tom Cruise picks good directors. Tom Cruise
Tom Cruise is picking Brad Bird. That sounds.
Let me let you know something about Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is not new to this. He's not like Jeremy Renner. He's not like Chatham Tatum. This dude's been in the business since he was like 16 years old, man. He knows how to. Just like right now. You think that Tom Cruise doesn't know that he's going to be number two for the weekend? But he knows. He's calculating the budget. He's calculating his pay. He knows how much it's going to bring in. His movies are going to make money, and they're going to last not just for the weekend, but they're going to last 6 to 8 weeks in the theater.
Well, he needs to know that kind of stuff. It's important, you know.
It's a business. Has nothing to do with this.
Has
nothing to do with his religion.
I know it doesn't, but it's expensive. It's an expensive religion.
What religion isn't?
What?
Which one isn't?
Scientology. It's the one
that
they belong to.
They're all. Religion's overrated.
It's like a 90% tithe or something. Time
out.
Every religion you have to pay to belong to.
Religion's a business.
You pay with your faith.
No religion? Remember in Forrest Gump?
Yeah, right.
No religion?
Like the Mormon faith. That's from business on the planet.
Yeah, it's big business. You know what I mean? It is.
Golden plates and, you know, planets for yourself and your lives.
What, Tom Cruise?
State New York is a very religious place, all right?
Listen, any religion that I can ask my grandpa whether or not he was around and existed at the time, and he can tell me no.
Well, your grandpa was born in like 1800s or something?
I wouldn't discredit anyone's religion based on the length of time. It's, I mean, I'm happy if a cat walks to this door and he's...
What's it?
Yeah.
Islam.
Yeah.
Of the monotheistic
religion.
Yeah.
Oh,
like 600 BC, something like that.
No, Mormonism was established in like fucking
1984.
It was like late 1800s.
No, I think we count Mormonism as just a secular.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't. My point is, you know, if you believe in something, I'm cool with you. This, those cats that don't believe in shit and they're going out shooting people up and shooting kids and stuff like that. Blah blah blah.
That's part of the religion.
That's what I got a problem with. I don't have a problem with somebody believing in Scientology. I don't have a problem with the people. Yeah, I don't even question it. I don't even question it. I question it if somebody forces me to go to church every Sunday just because they're going. That's what I question.
They wake me up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah,
man.
Y'all a bunch of crybabies.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't really follow it that closely, but, you know, Tom Cruise is... I don't know. I'll just like Tom Cruise. I think he's going to do fine.
I think Oblivion is going to be fantastic.
Yeah, the trailer looks really good.
He's a good actor, but it's the tabula rasa.
Yeah, but that's just
that I believe that like you're a better actor the less you have in blank slate. It's like, well, it sort of goes to you know, nature versus nurture, like, you know, what imprints itself on your. And I think like people like Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise are much better actors because they're so devoid of actual personality. And when you hear them interviewed, they usually just cling to their like religion to define themselves.
Yeah, but who cares?
Well,
I'm
interested in what makes somebody a better actor.
I don't really care. I care about the product. You know what I mean? If I go to a store and I want to buy something, I don't give a shit who made the bubble gum. I believe he's very Brando-esque in style. I believe he's got the mystique. Yeah, he's got the mystique and he's got the depth of a De Niro.
I think he's probably my favorite actor.
Quintessential, the all-around Hollywood actor today that can do... He can do a blockbuster, a summer bubblegum movie,
he can do Gangster Squad.
Drive.
Is that good?
I love Drive. Drive is a hated movie. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Malcolm and I.
You got a lot of movies to watch, man.
Yeah, I know. I got
to
catch
up. Have you seen Drive?
Which is amazing because I travel a lot. So you.
We talk a lot about movies on this podcast, man.
Yeah,
you got
no,
a lot.
I've seen Drive.
Oh, fantastic,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
There was a follow-up movie to Drive. I don't remember what it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. No,
it was a
I think it was by the same director,
Nicholas Winding Refn.
Yeah, but it had anything to do with Drive.
Yeah,
yeah,
it didn't have anything to do with Drive.
Yeah,
yeah. It was filmed in the same style.
Chardonnay's good.
Right.
It's alright. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
And it was actually pre-released on iTunes before it went to theaters.
Look it up. You guys got enough phones and electronical devices. This is a web. This is an internet generation. Nobody can look up to see what the follow-up to Drive was. But yeah, I like Ryan. I like him. He's a good guy. Yeah, it's
we liked Gangster Squad a lot.
It was. It wasn't factual, but it goes back to, like I said, you suspend that any notion that you have about the movie, any facts that you have, any historic facts.
Nothing about the movie.
Everyone there looked good, you know.
The whole thing looked terrible.
It was so entertaining.
But it was bad. It was so bad. It was good, and that goes back to what I was talking about earlier. He's good though. He's good.
Yeah, just
that kills me when people say they don't like this person or that person. It's like, yeah, he does a lot of good stuff, a lot of good work.
I mean, I wanted Jonah Hex to be a good movie, and it would not.
Jonah Hex. Why would you want that? Well, you're a comic book guy.
Yeah. It's based on a comic book.
And that's another thing I think we should talk about maybe on a cast. Why make all these comic book movies? Because they want to cash in.
Well, you know, it's easy money. You don't.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
you
what I just said.
It's pre-written with a huge pre-established.
Instead
they send all these producers to Comic Con now and just basically option everything.
I think they're often running out of ideas.
And that goes back to my point about the executives, the people that are green lighting these projects. Yeah, it's not the days of old, but we have to go through this to get to the next. Like last year, you and I talked about how great 2012 was.
2012. What a great 2000. I mean, this year's going to be bad for movies. I think
it's slow, man. I mean, they're looking forward to Iron Man 3. I mean, come on, man. Really?
Is that
even though it looks kind of cool.
Late spring?
Yeah,
it looks kind of cool. Whole bunch of Iron Man flying around.
I'll see you know what though? I think kind of going back to Ryan Gosling, that movie he's got coming out with Bradley Cooper, that's A Place Beyond the Pines or something like that.
Yeah, but the director that
Ryan
fuck.
That, right? Yeah.
It makes me think of a separate piece.
He did Blue Valentine, man. It really depressing fucking movie,
really
man.
Fucking good.
It was a good movie, but
it
really depressing,
like,
man. It's not the feel good movie of the year.
That's the same director. That's
Buyer Beware.
Place Beyond the Pines.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's the Joker's wife.
Yeah, she's great.
It's the Joker's wife.
Yeah, I don't care. She's great.
Yeah, she was in Oz.
Yeah. She was good.
Is it called Oz?
Great and Powerful Oz. Oz for
sure. No, it was Oz, subtitle, The Great and Powerful, I think.
I like saying Oz.
I see the stupid subtitle, stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
What a terrible time for that movie to come out.
Yeah.
That's the thing now. If they're not making sequels, they're trying to figure out ways to make
it. It's too much. That's why I'm going back. That's why I'm going back on Netflix and Amazon, and I'm watching old stuff. You know what I mean? I just take it. I take it to the past.
Old stuff.
Stuff.
I turned out it was terrible.
You know,
I can't like old stuff.
Everything's terrible to you, man.
I've been watching a lot of. I kind of shifted my focus on Netflix to watching documentaries. I've been watching a lot.
You can get
really,
to that
really good documentaries.
What was a good one about?
Documentaries.
Yeah,
documentary about documentaries.
There was one that was about race car driving.
Senna.
Yeah, amazing.
It's good.
Documentary dates back to Egyptian times.
Excellent movie. That's
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise made a movie about racing. What was it called?
Days of Thunder.
Yeah. With Bobby Duvall.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Speaking
that,
of great movies.
There was also a ride based on the movie at King's Dominion, and it was amazing.
You gotta believe. Huh? You gots to believe. So is this documentary was really good?
Senna's excellent.
Where can we see it?
The one that I watched recently was, I'm a huge skateboarding fan.
So CKY.
Tony Hawk.
Right?
Not
CKY. No, okay.
Yes, it was the Bones Brigade. I'm seriously recommending this to anyone who's listening. It's the Bones Brigade documentary about the history of skateboarding, how it came about.
What about the racing one?
The racing one, Senna, is excellent, too.
Senna and the Bones Brigade. I like that name.
Senna's Bones Brigade. Cool.
Yeah, Senna's.
What else you guys recommend? It's on iTunes or Amazon?
Or I watch a lot of, like, just random, like, History Channel ones. I just find them, like, BitTorrent sites.
More Viking.
Oh, well, then Vikings are good, but no. What did I watch recently?
Has anyone seen Bates Motel, the psycho?
Yeah, I did check that out.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is that a doctor? No, this is just a.
I mean, I wouldn't. It's not that. It's pretty.
Another prequel, sequel, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
you know, what am I going to do? I'm.
Good,
yeah.
I wouldn't expect that.
Cool. Norman Bates. I'm old school. I go with mine, The Thing, American Werewolf in London.
That's a funny movie.
Man, God.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a goofy movie. Like,
it did it so well. And how
the original Nightmare on Elm Street, the original Friday the 13th.
Well, yeah, I watched
you know what I mean?
Halloween when I was
yeah, Halloween, the original one.
Oh, yes.
You know, of course we can say, you know, everyone's go-to is The Shining, but
no,
I mean, there's tons of really,
like
really good.
Really,
and there's new ones.
Yeah.
If you guys have seen the The Descent,
yeah,
when they with the chicks that go under,
yeah,
that one's scary. Oh, man. You need to watch that.
Have you guys seen the scariest movie?
The Descent.
I've seen, and I get a lot of shit for this, but the scariest movie that I think to me that I've seen in a while is Insidious. Have you guys seen?
Yeah,
movie?
I saw it.
Nope.
Yeah, those
that's
are good.
Kind of a throwback.
Yep.
To old
is that one of the demon ones?
It's about.
Because I got to say something, like turning Christianity into a horror movie.
No, that's
kind
not
of boring.
That's not what it is.
What's your favorite scary movie? Some French.
It's the Swedish standard. Let the right one in.
My man, I give you big props to that.
The fact is, what gets me scared,
you know,
me
he redeems himself out of nowhere. You know, this is why I love
this
man.
Because it's in the same regard of like
not the remake, not the Hollywood remake.
Well, the Wes Craven thing.
No. They did.
Yeah.
What did
they
do?
Wes
Let
Craven?
No.
They did
it was with Chloe Mortensen.
Let Me In.
It was good, but
the reason I thought Wes Craven had a hand in this.
I think I told you about that. Huh?
I
watched it like at 2 a.m. and I was like, I got to text somebody about this movie. I just watched it and I'm freaked the fuck out.
My favorite American, like more modern movie would probably be Slither, because I think that's the best.
James Gunn.
They did it the best way you could do an American horror movie. You mix it with humor.
Tremors.
You never take it too seriously. Tremors is like another amazing. Was that the same director? No, it wasn't.
Hills Have Eyes.
Never seen it.
No, that was that John Carpenter?
That was John Carpenter.
That was John Carpenter. I hated that movie.
John Carpenter's the shit.
It was all about a bunch of retards.
Escape from New York.
They're
remaking Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? They're trying to remake Escape from New York.
Yeah.
Snake Plissken. You know, make another one and let Kirk jump in it, but don't remake it. Yeah. I like those. I like those movies.
Have you seen them all?
Not the last one I haven't seen yet, but I like them. I like stuff like that. You know,
I think a lot of horror movies go for the cheap. Something pops out when you're playing like one chord on a.
But I like that.
Like,
I enjoy that.
I do too. And you know, it doesn't have to.
Oh my God, what was that?
It doesn't necessarily have to make you jump.
No, I hate that.
That's
mess
with your mind. But
yeah.
The Shining is the ultimate. The Shining's the ultimate scary movie.
Well, the horror it doesn't do that though.
Kubrick again.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, see, Kubrick knew how to build up tension.
Yes,
and, like, Hitchcock knew how to build up tension. And stuff like Let the Right One In is all about tension. It's not about, this, you know, let's have something pop out of a closet that's attached to a spring.
Yeah.
You guys have to see this. Absolutely have to see this. There's a movie out about the making of The Shining, and it's called Room 187.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that online circulating.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I've heard.
I like
that movie. It's supposedly one of the best movies of this year, so I definitely want to see it.
What? What is he? What's so funny?
Just keep talking.
I didn't say anything.
I just like watching you.
His
mind, you can see his mind working.
I was listening to
this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see that. What's the name of that documentary?
Room 187.
Yeah, that's on my list. What you got, Brandon? What do you recommend? Anything. Anything. What do you recommend that's on your radar?
We're still talking about documentaries about movies. My favorite is actually Heart of Darkness.
It's
the documentary about the making of.
I have not seen that.
So unbelievably good.
It is the most. It's one of the most amazing things.
I mean, just to see the shit they went through to make this movie, like Marlon Brando and everything. Yeah, I mean, like my God,
what?
Coppola really wanted this movie made.
Apocalypse Now. Yeah,
it really is the movie that almost didn't get made.
I've heard it's really. I need to get it. Where can you find it?
Netflix, I think, has that.
No, it's not for streaming, but you can probably they'll probably send you the DVD.
I don't
like that.
Anymore, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
What you got, Joe? Anything you recommend people to watch since you've seen the racing car movie? What's it called?
Senna.
Yeah, gotta see that, man. I recommend if you watch anything, if you see Olympus Has Fallen, maybe go check out Executive Decision.
Yeah, really?
That was really, yeah. Have you seen Executive Decision? Oh, man, you got to do some homework, man. Jesus. Executive Decision. Yeah. Executive Decision, man. I mean, like the lead.
I recommend the Jack Ryan movies. Like,
yeah, those are all excellent.
Yeah,
Harrison
okay.
Ford.
Well, yeah. Actually, I do see a little bit of that.
Yeah, what was that movie? So the guy from 24.
He's got to be reeling because it's getting very difficult for him to make a 24 movie with Homeland out and then Olympus Has Fallen. But it had to be 24. The blueprint. The blueprint.
It came out in 08, I remember.
It was good, too.
It was good.
What are you guys looking up?
It was that documentary where he got drunk with all of the band around. Did you ever see that? He was producing or managing a band. And he got drunk and like attacked.
Next time we do this, we should break out the cards. You guys didn't get that one. Yeah, it's like a card game. You know when everybody's talking and just,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, crickets.
Yeah,
that's an aged
Sentinel.
Joke.
Sentinel.
That's a good
had
movie.
I've never seen it.
Eva Longoria.
I think I watched like 10 minutes.
No, it had Michael Douglas in it, too.
He's good in everything. He was in The Game.
You know, I saw it for the first time like a year ago. It was crazy.
Yeah.
What's that movie?
Sean Penn. Yep.
What's that Michael Douglas movie where he's a professor and he takes a student under his wing and he gets into all this crazy
Spider-Man Tobey Maguire.
No, he's a writer and a...
No. Yeah, he was the student was Spider-Man Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, well, you're right. It was
yeah.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, it's an awesome movie.
It's
I don't
such
know.
A good movie.
So
pull it up.
Yeah, the guy that directed Olympus Has Fallen was supposed to direct it, but I don't know if he's going to do it now.
So we got The Sentinel. We got which one did you recommend?
Well, I said Heart of Darkness.
Heart of Darkness.
I don't know if we're thinking of current like documentary.
No, just that for the people that's listening. Great. I mean, I got 34 people subscribed. So, I mean,
wow.
That's good, though. That's 30. That's, you know.
Yeah, so Heart of Darkness, a very manly documentary.
I count my blessings, you know, that somebody wants to tune in. So I'll take 34 of the right people and like 3,400 of the wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't want a bunch of Nazis
doing it. And we got Bailey's recommendation, which was?
You know, I'm trying to think what I've seen really.
No, you just said something a minute ago.
Well,
you said.
Back now, right?
I saw Bose Brigade. I mean, that's if you're into kind of 80s kind of cultures.
And mine is back on the topic of Olympus Has Fallen, which Executive Decision. So check that out. Clear and Present Danger. Everybody can get credit, man. It's okay. So I'm going to reel it in right now, fellas, because it's getting a little late. You know, it's already. We've been talking. Spy Games was good with Brad Pitt. You know what I mean? He's got a cologne out or something. Didn't he do a cologne
Rodriguez
commercial?
Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
It's about a bunch of.
Chanel.
For
that's all right. Shit.
I think
goes right on the neck. What are you talking about? Anyway, look, let's reel it in, fellas. So I want to thank you guys for hanging out. Joe, thanks for hanging out with us. It was fun. I know you wanted to see what the hell it is we're doing over here in the wine shop. I'd like to thank. All right, Brandon. Thank Miriam for hosting us, letting us hang out. You know what I mean? It's always good, Brandon. Bailey Fink for coming out.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Giving up a little
time.
And thank you guys for listening. All right?
Yes, thanks everyone for listening.
Domino, motherfucker.
Yeah.